Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. My son-in-law, married to our daughter Abby, father of Sophie and Symphony, is in London speaking at an international conference. He's a student at UCLA where he's getting his doctorate in ancient biblical languages. And he speaks, reads, writes Arabic and is able to go through all the Aramaic and all the old manuscripts. But he was in London speaking yesterday, and I recall the first time that I ever spoke in London. There were probably 500 plus people in the Debt-Free Army rally. If you've ever heard me speak at one of our seminars, you know I enjoy getting people to laugh while driving home the points about financial freedom. But on this Saturday morning, the audience wasn't laughing, even though my words should have prompted laughter. But sometimes English audiences are known to be a bit reserved. There were four empty seats on the front row, which were vacant at the time. I climbed on top of those chairs, and I said to those in attendance, "How many of you ever heard of James Brown, the American soul singer?" Probably 95% of the room raised their hand. So I started singing. Yes, I started singing "I Feel Good" by James Brown. But I changed the lyrics. "Oh, I feel good, do-na-do-na-do-na-do, like Jesus said I would. I feel good, do-na-do-na-do, like I knew I would. Jesus is so good, so good. I got Jesus." At that point, everybody in the room was standing and laughing and praising God. Now, I'm not the best singer in the world. I'm not even the best singer on my street, probably. But God used that occasion to make everybody feel good. So here's the question. How do you feel? How do you feel good even in the midst of adversity? Feeling good is a mental decision. When we're in control of our own destiny, of course, with God's help, we decide whether or not we will feel good in the midst of difficult circumstances. Jerry West, a legendary basketball star, said, "You can't get much done in life if you only work on the days when you feel good." Wow. That's profound. Let's look at several reasons why you should feel good. I could give you seven, but I think I'll just give you three. We'll see. Number one, feeling good is not conditional. It's a way of life. Proverbs 17:22, Contemporary English Version. If you're cheerful, you feel good. If you're sad, you're hurt all over. Feeling good is a choice. If we're cheerful because things are going our way, then it's much easier to feel good. However, the real measure of our character and our spiritual depth is when we feel good, even when it seems everything around us is going wrong. There's nothing wrong with feeling good when things are going your way. But if things don't go the way you think they should, you still need to feel good. And I'm sure your immediate response to that statement is, why? How? Well, simply because we have the confidence in knowing that God's on our side. He's got our back. He makes everything work to good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28, Classic Amplified. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. Hallelujah. If you need a little reminder on why you should feel good in the midst of adversity, make a list of the times when you didn't feel good about something that had happened, and then start listing how God manifested his presence in your life during those times. Start with the basics and keep writing. As you do, you'll find that you'll start feeling good again, because you know that God will never leave nor forsake you. And if nothing else, that should make you feel good. Number two, feeling good should not be restricted or limited because sickness has affected our bodies. I remember some years back having a conversation with Bishop W.W. Thomas when he was, I think he was 89 at the time. He's in heaven now. I'll always remember. He said, "Son, I've discovered that just because I feel bad doesn't mean I have to make the people around me feel the same way." What a profound attitude and what wisdom. Psalm 41, verses 1, 2, and 3, Message Bible. Dignify those who are down on their luck. You'll feel good. That's what God does. God looks after us all, makes us robust with life. Lucky to be in the land, we're free from enemy worries. Whenever we're sick and in bed, God, oh, hallelujah, God becomes our nurse, nurses us back to health. I almost underlined every single word in those three verses. I mean, you really could. You really could. If you want to feel good, here's an idea. Help those who don't, those who are down on their luck. The passage says that God makes them feel good. How do we accomplish by the verse? How do we accomplish by the verse says that God does? I mean, after all, he's God. He can make them feel good. And he can use us to help do it. When we do what God does, by reading his word and doing what he says, you can be there for them. Offer an encouraging word. Give wise counsel. Don't overlook their pain. And if needed, provide financial support as God directs. Key phrase right there. Provide financial support as God directs. This list could go on, but it's all in God's book. You might even want to personalize Psalm 41:2 in the Message Bible for your benefit. God looks after Vincent, makes him robust with life. Hallelujah. Doesn't that make you shout? Hallelujah. God looks after Samuel, makes him robust with life. God looks after Juanita, makes her robust with life. Who looks after you? God. Who makes you robust with life? God. The verse doesn't say your circumstances make you robust. Look after a few. It says that God makes you feel good. Once again, let's look at Psalm 41:3 in the Message Bible, which says, whenever we're sick and in bed, God becomes our nurse, nurses us back to health. If you're sick, having the scriptural assurance that God will be your nurse ought to make you feel good in the midst of whatever attack the enemy's bringing on your body. Feeling good, oh, hear this. Feeling good is a spiritual attitude before it becomes an emotional reality. Number three, doing right things will always make you feel good. Just a few seconds ago, I said, feeling good is a spiritual attitude before it becomes an emotional reality. The key to good, feeling good in every situation, and well, it's actually found in three verses in Proverbs 23. Here they are. First, you must continually think about feeling good, regardless of what you may be facing at a given time. Proverbs 23:7, King James. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. What a person thinks on is what they'll act on. Philippians 4:8-9, Message Bible. Summing it all up, friends, I'll say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you've learned from me, what you've heard and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Hallelujah. This passage offers excellent advice on how to think when you're not feeling good. Second, we must learn to rejoice even when things are not going our way. Psalm 23:16, King James. Yes, my heart will rejoice when your lips speak right things. Well, let me ask you a question. When things don't go the way you want, do you use negative or self-defeating words to express doubt, lack of confidence in yourself, or fear about something you're facing? What are you thinking and speaking? See, what you're thinking and speaking determines whether or not you'll be feeling good. Romans 4:17, Classic Amplified. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father and the son of God whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks to non-existent things that he foretold and promised as if they already existed. You and I, we need to learn to speak more effectively to our circumstances. We're not feeling good. Proverbs 23:16 in the easy to read version says, it makes me feel good inside when you say right things. Well, what we think about, we speak about. And what we speak about, we bring about. Third, if you want to feel good, learn to apply the words you've thought and heard. Proverbs 23:12, King James. Apply thine heart unto instruction and thy ears to words of knowledge. It's important to think about and speak about right words. But feeling good really boils down. It really boils down to what we do. James 1:22. Be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. James 1:22, this time the Classic Amplified. But be you doers of the word, obey the message, and not merely listening to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. The real difference is how we feel. On how we feel comes down to what we do. We're the one who determines how we feel, and it's based on what we do, especially when we're not feeling good. Being a doer of the word will always, always make us feel good. President Abraham Lincoln once said, when I do good, I feel good. When I do bad, I feel bad. Hallelujah. I feel good just like Jesus said I would. Think about that today. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top, where Sola says, Sola seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. It's all we'll ever ask. All we'll ever ask. Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.